morning mist was heavy on the garden. The dew was resting on the silent stone. Peter ran with questions in the shadows to find the place where hope had died alone. He stepped inside the hollow of the mountain, where the scent of myrrh was lingering in the air. But the body of the Lord was gone to glory, and only burial linens rested there. For there was no sign of trouble or of hurry, no trace of panic or a grave robber's hand. The linen shrouds were lying in their places, just like the Savior's victory was planned. And the cloth that once had covered up his forehead was folded by the one who holds the keys. The work was done, the debt was paid forever, and the King had risen in perfect. If men had come to steal away the treasure, they would have fled before the break of day. They wouldn't stop to tidy up the limestone or brush the dust of Calvary away. But Jesus didn't wake in desperation. He didn't rush to leave that cold, dark bed. He took the time to fold the veil of mourning, because the power of death was finally dead. It is finished was the cry upon the mountain. It is finished was the message in the tomb. Not a detail was forgotten in the darkness, as the light of life was breaking through the gloom. For there was no sign of struggle or of hurry, no trace of panic or a grave robber's hand. The linen shrouds were lying in their places, just like the Savior's victory was planned. And the cloth that once had covered up his forehead was folded by the King had risen.